Blog Talk Radio.
Journey Gray. I want you to settle in and experience some hip hop.
I'm tap dancing on the beat, Savion, Sammy Davis, man, cabbage packed in the Cadillac, smoking haze again. John Blazing, ghostwriting, striking lightning. Call me Thor, control the flow, I'm precise. When I'm writing to the score of my life, through the strife, found the Lord in the mic without a hype. Found freedom out, chasing the adrenaline, hoping I could spit again. One more song, open mics, I was killing them. Now you feel the power, the present is a gift, and the time is the hour. Seduce the seconds as they beckon for the second coming. I'm no messiah, but there's fire when I'm strumming. Vocal cords when I'm humming, life in bullets in the hundreds. In Chicago in the summer, from some youngins in the Hummer. I'm BB King with Adidas on, I'm complex. I'm Stephen King with the beat is on in context. You can consider me a killer in this trilogy. Plate bring the realest on the show so you can feel it. We are a tribe leading new school scenarios. So listen close as we commute through your stereo. This is Journey Brave, and you are now tuned in to the D-Hour Show.
Yes again, we're back on one more time for you, going on again and again. You know how we do it each week, Celebrity Thursday, D-Hour Radio Network. We're getting it in for you guys tonight. Oh, we're getting it in for the fit-ins, no doubt. D-Slate, Miss Fabulous, we got Meet Your D coming on in a sec. You already know how we do it, all the time, each week. Sunday through Thursday, Saturday, it goes down on the D-Hour Radio Network tonight. Celebrity Thursday tonight, we will be talking to R&B legend, the one and only Mr. Glenn Jones, is going to be in the building with us in a little bit, and we're going to be talking with him about his new music, his music career, and just some of the great things that are going on with him right now. Definitely can't wait to talk to him. We're going to be playing all your favorite hits tonight. So just don't go nowhere. Sit back, relax. D-Slate may go in a little bit tonight. We've got the Fab Fabulous news for you guys. Miss Fabulous in the building. Miss Fabulous, how are you?
Give me the green light. Ready to
give
go
the green light.
It's the D-Hour Show, oh, oh. It's the D-Hour Show, oh, oh. Hey, what's going on, D-Slate, Celebrity Thursdays? Miss Fabulous is in the house, and I am so, so great to be here on tonight. We're going to have the incomparable, legendary Glenn Jones on the radio tonight. So keep it locked. Don't go nowhere. And once again, I am so, so happy to be here.
Absolutely. And we're going to get it in with him. I definitely can't wait to talk to him. You know, he's definitely got some incredible hits, and the new single Every Day. We're gonna be giving you guys a D-Hour world premiere of Glenn Jones' new single Every Day tonight. So definitely don't go nowhere for that, as well as so many other things that just go down all the time. I came across some information. Okay. Of course, you know, there's always some news about Chris Brown or Rihanna, and you know, it's always some interesting news about them, you know, in the press. And I guess apparently the new news now is Rihanna takes out a restraining order. So of course, you know, all the haters are gonna automatically assume, oh, it must be for Chris Brown. No. Rihanna took out a temporary restraining order, but not for Chris Brown. According to TMZ, a judge granted a thing of the restraining order against an obsessed fan. who was arrested last week after breaking into her neighbor's home under the mistaken impression that it was hers. As part of the order, Steve Barrow must stay 100 yards away from Rihanna. Barrow was recently released from custody and has not been spotted since. The news comes a day after Law and Order SVU did a ripped from the headline storyline that depicted a young couple that were obviously based on Rihanna and Chris Brown, whose personal lives made headlines after the rapper boyfriend physically abused his songstress girlfriend. The NBC procedural strayed from the real life story, however, when the rapper's abuse escalates and by the end of the episode murders the woman. What do you think about that, Ms. Fab?
Wow, I really got a lot to say about that. You know, fan obsession. Okay, let me break it down for you, D-Slate and our listening audience. I wanted to say, you know, if I was Rihanna, what I would do is say, rum, bum, 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 man down. You know what I mean? Never take the law in your own hands, but it really, really could have got detrimental. You're going to have closed-minded people, open-mouthed people. All the time, especially if you're in this industry. However, semicolon, she went about it the right way because, again, you know, some people can't make the distinction between fantasy and reality. There are a lot of people who are struggling and battling mental health issues. So with that being said, I'm definitely going to continue to keep her in prayer and make certain that, you know, she's covered, you know, spiritually and protectedly because, again, fan is synonymous or short for fanatic, okay? So remember that. Fan, fanatic, not fantastic. So
exactly.
Definitely, you know, we got to be cognizant of that. And I just think it's really, really, really dangerous. And I hope that, you know, whatever that person had intent or their agenda, I hope that is curtailed through the law. And I hope that, you know, everything works out smooth. So just be careful out there, definitely. This goes for national artists. It goes for people in general. Again, people, some people unstable, unbalanced, but in particularly mega stars like that, you're going to be under a lot of, spotlight, if you will.
There it is. Yeah. And I agree. You're right. It's a lot of fans out there who tend to lose touch with reality. And they tend to get a little too obsessed with the object of their affection. So, you know, up and coming artists, all my celebrity artist friends, you know, you guys just got to be careful. You know, be careful and just keep a watchful eye for any fans that get a little too carried away.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead. No, go ahead.
What I wanted to say was D-Slate also, you know, this brings me to remembrance of the late John Legend, member of the Beatles. He similarly went through a situation as such with an obsessed fan. He was killed in New York back in the early 80s. So, you know, same thing, you know, catered specific to that. Also a deranged fan who had an obsession with Justin Bieber. You know, and the hit was pretty much called from the guy that was incarcerated to kind of retrieve genitalia, if you will. So, I mean, it is some freaky, crazy, crazy stuff, not to, you know, be alarmed or to have you in any discombobulation. But, again, you know, as we're just saying to all of the artists, you know, the boss right here is giving some good information.
Absolutely. And just take heed to it, people. You know what I mean? Just be cautious. Be cautious of who you're dealing with. Be cautious of who you let into your life and who you let into your circle. You know, just, you know, be extra cautious because there's some crazies out there. And it's a lot of crazy things that's been going on in our country lately. So definitely be careful out there. And with that being said, we got some hits. We got to play hits before my man Glenn Jones get in the building. D-Slate, Miss Fabulous. Hanging out with you guys right now. We got some hits for you guys. Speaking of Glenn Jones, we got to give you one of Glenn Jones's hit singles. It's Glenn Jones. I've been searching right here. The Hour Show, Celebrity Thursday. Oh, you already know.
You might not ever find another who will treat you the way that became cool, and I don't know why. I'm not a lonely girl. Now take care of me. Not gonna be your bride. But when it comes to you, I do what girls don't do. Make it feel so right. Try the real thing too. With no strings attached, I like it like that too. Been with a girl like you for a while. So much. Make me break all my rules, and I don't know why. Baby, get STS, don't let take it further. If you lie, cause when it comes to you, I do what girls don't do. Make it feel so right, like a real thing do. With no strings attached, I like it like that too.
Yeah, yeah, welcome back, welcome back. D-Hour Radio Network, Celebrity Thursday. D-Slate, Miss Fabulous, getting it in. That was the beautiful Miss Michelle A. with her new single, Freedom to Love. And before that was the one and only Mr. Glenn Jones with his hit single, I've Been Searching. And now, ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, it is time for us to introduce our special guest for tonight. A native of Jacksonville, Florida, Glenn Jones finally recalls since the age of 4 and 5 how he always loved music. Reared in the Pentecostal church, he often found himself risking punishment just to sneak a listen to the secular sounds of R&B music. Heavily influenced by the sound of the time, Glenn Jones formed his first group, the Modulations, at the age of 14 and was later discovered by the late great gospel legend, Reverend James Cleveland. Although he initially made his mark in gospel, Glenn Jones' voice caught the ear of acclaimed musician Norman Connors, with whom he toured and ultimately began performing R&B music. Having officially made the transition from gospel to R&B, Glenn Jones joined the roster at RCA Records. 4 years later, he signed with Jive Records and enjoyed success from his self-titled album, which spawned the hit singles We've Only Just Begun and Stay. Respectively, his move to Atlantic Records produced contemporary up-tempo hits, Here I Go Again and I've Been Searching. And now, with a new album and taking back the R&B scene by storm, Glenn Jones is making some of that incredible music that we've always known and loved him for. Ladies and gentlemen, please give a warm D-Hour show welcome to the one and only Mr. Glenn Jones.
Hi, woo! How you doing?
Woo. Glenn, how you doing?
I'm great, man. I'm good. Well.
Well, first and foremost, man, I want to thank you so much for joining us on the show. It's an absolute honor to have you on with us and truly a blessing. So thank you so much for joining us tonight.
My pleasure.
So I know, you know, the you've got a new album that you're working on. You got some new music that, you know, we're going to be debuting your new hit single Every Day tonight on the D Hour show. Tell us a little bit about the new album and the inspiration that's going into it.
Well, the single, like you said, is entitled Every Day. It's an up-tempo, feel-good, very positive kind of lyric to it. Some would call it a crossover because it's got a wide appeal. But I did that with my wife and my niece. My wife is Genovia Jeter, and her, you know, her niece is Iyanna Crawley. We did that together, and we released that. And the name of the album is going to be On My Own, which is, you know, to follow. We're still, you know, in the early stages of the project, but we get some great response, man. People love the record, and it's a, like I said, a feel-good record.
All right. Well, I've heard the single, man, and I love it, and I definitely can't wait till everybody gets a chance to check it out. So now, with the new music and everything you're putting out now, now you're going the independent route, is that correct?
Yeah. I'm independent, man, like so many other people, like myself. You know, a lot of artists have decided that whatever their destiny is going to be, they have to be at the helms of that, you know.
Absolutely.
It's a different game now, you know. So I'm enjoying it, man. I'm learning a lot. You know, I like to believe that, you know, whoever I work with, that I learn something from them. And it's been very interesting, and I'm very excited about it.
Now, how beneficial is it to you? Because I know we've had a lot of, some phase as far as celebrity artists on the show, and a lot of them are definitely going that route. But how beneficial is it for you, you know, to go independent, whereas, you know, being on a major label and the differences, and how much better is it for you this time around?
Well, it's different because you have to wear so many different hats, you know, but in a way that's good too because, you know, down through the years, a lot of times you might, you know, listen to what a label might tell you, and they might be lying to you. You know what I'm
saying? Absolutely. Like, oh, yeah.
You know, so you get a chance to have first-hand knowledge, you know, and I love that about what I'm doing. I get a chance to talk to people and know exactly what they're saying and not getting it through a third party. So I think it's great. I'm not going to say it's easier. It's a little harder. You know, back in the day, you had record labels that they funded a lot of the financial costs, you know, and, you know, basically they just got their money back as they went. You know, they recouped as they went. And sometimes you didn't know what they were recouping because it always seemed a little higher than what you thought it might be. But,
oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know,
definitely,
like
definitely.
I heard Bill Cosby say, you got to watch your own money, you know? So
oh, yeah.
It's been a learning, you know, it's been a learning lesson, definitely.
Now, when you look, now Glenn, when you look at the way the industry was, you know, coming up, especially back, you know, 70s, 80s, early 90s, you know, the way the industry was then, when you look at the way it is now, you know, I mean, you have a lot of artists, you know, mixtapes and social media, and you know, the internet is huge with music right now. Is that change from the way it is now and the way artists are getting into the music business now? Do you think that it's better? You know, do you think that it's better for the artists now, or do you think that it's just? Do you think that it may be a little bit more difficult?
Well, you know how sometimes, man, something can be a blessing and a curse. You know, so I think in terms of technology, it's changed the way people. You know, the way they get their music, you know, it's changed a lot. And people are finding a lot of free music, which is not necessarily, you know, good for the writers and the publishers, you know. But at the same time, you know, the artists have more of a free hand to do their own projects and their other mediums to work their record. You know, where back in the day, it was all about what the record company did for you. But now social media is such a huge thing. Until, you know, you can make a difference in your own career if you got the right game plan and got the right people working with you, and you if you're vigilant, you know, you can make some happen for yourself. And that's,
absolutely.
You know, for the past few years, you know, there are a lot of labels that just went out of business, a lot of retail stores and stuff that went out of business. So
you're right
about the
you're
music,
right.
man. You know, as artists, man, we still can create the quality of music that we always did. We just have to find another way to give it to the people.
That's real. No doubt. No doubt. I have my calls, Miss Fabulous, in the building. Miss Fabulous, you have any questions for Glenn Jones?
Oh, I've been searching. Good gracious. Hello, Glenn Jones. How are you?
Man. I'm good. How are you?
Yeah. I'm doing well. It was such an honor and a pleasure, you know, considering we're in the last day of Black History Month. And, you know,
right.
it doesn't have to be. It's commercialism. So I look at Black History 365, and I also consider you as a contributor to the musical industry, not as a black singer or a black entertainer or urbanistic, you know, way of putting across the music. I look at you as a renowned, iconic artist that has longevity. Absolutely. Longevity, a volunteer, and song with emotion, and that's what's most important. I definitely want to say it kind of brings me to remembrance of my college days, heartfelt breakups, and I go in my room and some people cry and bang their head to, you know, Sade, but me, it was Glenn Jones and a couple other people. So it's good with music.
Thank you so much, man. Thank you. Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yeah, you know, rock back and forth, here I go again, and I've been searching, and some of your other, you know, remarkable ballads, so that's a testament to me, it just took me back, so, but nonetheless, I noticed that you mentioned going independent to our listening audience, which is very imperative to have, you know, knowledge, and without knowledge, we are challenged, right, so do you currently have music that you wanted to display to your fans before, but you have decided to catalog it, and are you going to continue to remain in the genre of music in which you are current, such as a balladeer, or are you going to expand and do other modules of music? So do you have any other things like in your catalog that you want to re-release?
I love all of it. I mean, you know, a lot of my tempo music is actually, you know, happening like in Europe. You know, it's banging over there in the UK, you know, in France and Belgium. I'm getting ready to go to Amsterdam, Paris. People oftentimes, they forget that I did do a lot of tempo songs, but the ballads were the ones that really, you know, made a difference. But, yeah, I mean, I do that kind of thing. And, like, you know, I've got a new project, the single. It's not a ballad. Like I said, it's an up-tempo kind of feel-good song. The album is mixed, you know, with a lot of different, you know, tempos. So whatever's good. I mean, you know, it's all about coming across a song that's going to be a hit. If it's an up-tempo song, I'll take that. You know, and I don't necessarily have to write it myself. You know, I don't. You know, I'm working with some cats now that have given me some other material, which is more up-tempo. And I love it because it's up-tempo, but it's me. You know, so there would definitely be, you know, some songs that, you know, are more up than other songs on my new album.
Absolutely. And listening to you, I want to definitely applaud what you just stated because, you know, a lot of industry artists and decide to go independent, you know, you're actually experiencing the best of both worlds, which is a great thing. And you also spoke about the international demographics, which, you know, a lot of people here domestically are not privy to, but it's such a larger market over there. It's spending upon, you know, they don't even have to know English. They can feel the vibe of the music, and they'll sing along with you. And then the support is tremendous. It is tremendous by way of, you know, ACs and distribution and, you know, all of these social media modules and things of that nature. So I want to say in all fairness, how do you, I guess, either categorize yourself both internationally? Do you feel like you have a larger market here demographically in the States, or do you feel like there's an even combination of, you know, fan base here in the States or across our borders?
I think that we have so much here in the States to digest, so we don't appreciate sometimes the things that we do have. You know,
indeed.
Europe, you know, when they have, you know, like a singer or a musician or a producer that's really, really blessed, really talented, really gifted, they appreciate it. And then they know the whole history. They know everybody that played on the record who sung background vocals, who did the horn arrangements, who wrote the song, who played guitar. They know all of that. Over here, we don't care about that.
Mm-hmm.
We really don't most of the time. It's like we don't, you know, like do research to find out what it took to make a record like that. We like
mm-hmm.
the record if it makes us feel good, if it takes us to a certain time in our life. We like
mm-hmm.
that. But we don't, they look at music another way over there. I mean, I don't want to say they're fanatical, but they have a serious appreciation for soul
mm-hmm.
music, for black artists, for soulful people, for gifted people. They really love it over there.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's interesting, Glenn, too, that you mentioned that because, you know, here we pretty much focus on what's the beat, what's the bars, you know, eight bars, what's the track, did the hook
yeah.
sound good and so
no.
forth. But yes, but over there, they're, like you
yeah.
stated before, they're more musically inclined. They study music. They study all the attributes that go into making the music. You are a very gifted and talented, not just singer, but singer-songwriter, producer. And, you know, I know that because I'm a fan. So, you know, we have to be more cognizant. Yes, to study
yeah.
and understand the artistry and the craftness of what artists go to make what they do happen. You know,
yeah.
so again, you have longevity, but this is my last and closing wrapping up question, and that was more of a statement. But who do you see yourself in collaborations maybe for the project in current or probably future contact of a project? Who would you be interested in collaborating with? And is it just limited to soul? Is it expand upon neo soul and other genres of music?
I don't know. You know, I wouldn't base it upon, you know, who might have, you know, the biggest record or who's most
mm-hmm.
popular or, you know, has the biggest following. I wouldn't base it off of that because, you know, when you think about people you would want to do a record with, there are people that have
mm-hmm.
gone on that you would go back and say, man, I wish I could do a record with Donny Hathaway.
Mm-hmm.
Or I wish I could do a record with Marvin Gaye or somebody. But for me, it would probably depend on, you know, how we connect with one another, you know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's really important. I mean, I love John Legend.
Mm.
Love him.
Yes. Yes.
He's doing real music. He's doing, you know, it's, I can't even say, you know?
Yeah.
But I love him, so I wouldn't mind doing a record with him.
Oh, I could definitely feel that collaboration.
I would love to hear that. Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah, man.
I would purchase the album and advance. I mean, like light year advance. Because you
oh,
all
man.
Are just incredible. Absolutely.
Yeah. I love them. Yeah.
No doubt. And I would definitely like to hear that myself. That would be an incredible combination because you both of you guys are definitely talented in not only in just the making of the music but the writing of the songs as well. So
mm-hmm.
I would love to see a collaboration between you two on a hit song because of, and I say hit song because I know it's going to be a hit.
Yeah, I would love to, too, because right now, dude, it's hotter than a firecracker, as they say.
Yes.
He's
yes.
on fire,
no.
so, you know, no
yes.
doubt.
No doubt. We got, I got my other co-host in the building, Mitri D, what's going on, bro? You got any questions for Glenn Jones?
Man, I love your music, Mr. Jones. It's always going to be great, man.
Thank you, man. Thank you.
All right. Well, we're going to get ready to I definitely got a couple of really good questions for you, but right now I definitely want to get into your new single Every Day and definitely give everybody a chance to check that out. Can you tell us a little bit about the single Every Day?
Every Day, man, is just me expressing myself on a spiritual level, you know? I move around, and I travel all over the world. You know, and wherever I go, you know, I have, you know, that presence with me. You know what I'm saying? And I'm just
Absolutely.
Saying every day, what would I do without you? You know, because if it wasn't for you, I couldn't make it. You know, that's the sum of my longevity.
There it is, right there. Well, right here, ladies and gentlemen, The Hour Show World Premiere, Glenn Jones' new single, Every Day. Glenn, go ahead and introduce your song for everybody.
This is my brand new single. I'm featuring my wife, Genovia Jeter, and our niece, Iyana Crawley, the winner of Sonny's Best 3 years ago.
Oh,
Every
wow.
day.
Mm. Right here.
Wow.
The Hour Show. We got more with Glenn Jones when we come back. Don't go nowhere.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
in just in time. Got home a little late. Here I go rushing out again to another crazy day. But before I go, hey, there's something in my heart you should know.
Every day we're playing hits like that right here at the Hour Radio Network. D Slate, Miss Fabulous, Mitri D, we're in the building right now. That was Glenn Jones' new single, Every Day, the Hour Show world premiere. And yes, it is truly another hit by the incredible Mr. Glenn Jones. Glenn, how you doing?
I'm good, man. I'm glad to hear you say that.
Absolutely, absolutely. I definitely love the song. Miss Fabulous, Mitri D, what you guys think?
Well, I'm going to go ahead and go because I'm still rocking back and forth like I'm waiting to be seen by a physician. When I say fire, I mean, I'm talking about F-I-A-H, okay? And I'm a national playwright, Glenn Jones. And when I heard your song and closed my eyes, I had to do an American Idol type thing to really get in one with myself. And that song is just simply amazing. It has such a, how can I say, like a je ne sais quoi type of mix and feel. It's like a melting pot, you know, from your soul and your gospel roots. And it is just so, so deep. It's so soulful, and I love it. And I just see it being that is stage worthy. And I'm still rocking it for some reason.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank
yes.
You.
Love it.
Mitri D, what you think, bro?
Mr. Jones, I love the song. The song is beautiful. You said that was your wife, right?
Yeah, my wife and my niece.
Yo, your wife got a strong range, man. She sounds real good.
Oh, yeah, man. I mean, she, you know, when we met, she was a singer. And that's how we kind of connected. So we worked together for like 30-some years. So definitely, I appreciate you saying that.
Oh, absolutely. It was, and I said, I loved it. I mean, I know I've heard it before, and it's an incredible song, and I'm glad we got a chance to let everybody get a chance to listen to it, and it will be in the rotation on the Diablo Radio Network, and people will get a chance to hear it again. So, absolutely.
Great.
Now, Glenn, I want to ask you, when you think about our, some of the R&B right now, and it's a lot of really big R&B fans that's not happy with a lot of the R&B music we're listening to today. You know, you got auto-tunes and, so many different things that are going into music today, and it tends to put a shadow and it tends to hide the true talent of certain artists, how talented they really are, especially under pressure or live or whatever the case may be. But, and just thinking about the quality and the content of some of the music we're listening to today, a lot of people are not really happy with it. A lot of people tend to flock back to, some of the old school music and some of the hits that we grew up listening to. And people tend to flock back to Pandora and so many different other entities that gives them an opportunity to listen to just that type of music. But, your viewpoint of why you think so many people aren't feeling R&B as much as we used to feel it, in the 70s and 80s and early 90s?
Well, different kind of artists, I guess, like when I talk about, going to Europe, to France and Belgium and all that, they love old school R&B. They call what the music that comes out of the States now over there, they call it Poppin' B.
Pop
to me.
Wow.
Hey, they said that, so I grabbed a hold to it. I'm like, okay, I like that. But that's what they consider to be, man, and that's why there's so much going on over there with, artists from the States, from what, we call old school, that can go over there and make a living, make money, I don't know, man. I know that everything evolves. I understand that. But sometimes I think when you lose the main ingredient of it, then, you lose something, And I don't know, man. I mean, I can't say what people should like or what they should want or what they do want.
Right.
Evidently, somebody buying it, But what I'm saying is that's cool. But don't forget what we do either, because this is the real
that's
deal.
Real.
When you go
that's
to
real.
See, Howard Hewitt, a Tony Terry, a Phil Perry, a lot of, Angela Winbush, Lenny Williams, all those artists, you're going to get what you get on record, man. I'm sorry, but it's the truth.
Mm-hmm.
That's true. And I agree. And we talked about it, Miss Fabulous, we talked about it so many times with other artists, about some of the content and just the type of music that people are listening to today. And why so many people are just flocking back to some of the old school R&B. I mean, I tend to do it myself sometimes. Now, granted, there's a few artists, and I agree with the whole pop and B genre. I mean, I would definitely call it that myself. But I tend to flock back myself, because that's a lot of the great music that came out in the 70s, 80s, and early 90s is timeless music,
right.
And it will never go out of style. It will never
right.
go out of style.
Right.
Now, when you look at some of the new artists and up and coming artists that want to be in that's trying to be in music and want to be successful and want to have longevity like yourself and so many other great artists, what advice do you give new artists coming into this industry, you know, what do you tell them to try to help them get longevity themselves?
You know, I really don't know, man, because, you know, the whole game has changed so much. It's so different, you know, from, you know, back in the day. I mean, the main thing was that, you know, you worked hard, you worked on your craft. You tried to work with the best producers and songwriters that you could work with, you know, and try to have a product that's not one or two singles deep, you know, like a record that people can put on Saturday morning and clean up your house and listen to the whole album, you know, that kind of thing. But it's like, you know, it seems to be like a singles-driven type, you know, music business now, you know, so everybody's going on the internet downloading the singles and stuff that they want. But I guess some things never change. I mean, you do have to make sure that you on your craft, just like you were saying. You know, some people, you know, they do their thing on record, and when it comes time to do the live thing, they can't do it.
Exactly.
Know? So, I mean, you definitely don't want to be in those shoes, you know. You want to be able to give what, you know, what you're giving people on record, and be in your business yourself. You know, it's not all about letting, you know, the managers or record companies handle everything. You should know what's going on yourself, you know, and just pray. That's all I can say, man. You know, it's
no,
a rough
I get
business.
You. Absolutely. I get you. Absolutely. Now, I also want to ask, this is probably one of the most important questions I could possibly ever put out there to an artist. I've asked other artists yourself. It gets serious, though, but how do you feel knowing that some of your music is responsible for a lot of teenagers and adults being born today?
Oh, wow.
Because you got some bump and grind music, Glenn. You got some bump and grind music, brother.
You don't know how much I hear that, man. You know, and like my songs, mostly, I mean, they're about love, man. Being with somebody that you really want to be with. I don't do a lot of, you know, sensuous type lyrics. I guess I don't know, man. I don't know what the secret is to it. But all I know is that I learned how to write songs when I was about 14 years old. And even back then, I was writing songs, but they were gospel songs, and it still was about love. You know what I'm saying?
That's real.
So when I got older, you know, some of the same rules still apply to love, period. You know, respect somebody, you know, always try to be honest about what you do, you know, and it applies on both sides. So I just started writing R&B from that.
Yeah, because I know sometimes, you know, artists like yourself, you know, some people will come up to you and say, Glenn, thank you so much. I was born because of you, bro.
All the time. I have that all the time. And I have guys coming to thank me. You know, they say I helped them out last night. Stuff like that.
Wow.
I like that, though, Glenn. I like that, though. That's a good thing. That's a good thing.
Yeah,
wow.
You know.
Oh yeah. Well, I want to say this, but like I said, you got some incredible hits, man. We play your, you know, I've enjoyed your music so many times, and it's really great music, man. And you've produced some timeless hits, and I definitely can't wait to listen to some of the new hits that you're going to be putting out there. My last question is, do you have any other things that you're going to be looking into or working on outside of your music?
Well, you know, I started a company, started a record label, so I'm going to be looking to work with some other artists, upcoming artists, whether it's R&B or gospel or, you know, some smooth jazz or something. You know, I love all of it, man. And all of that is infused in my music, you know. If you go through all my records and stuff, you listen to different kinds of songs that I've done. But I'm doing that and working on a reality show with some people. I'm waiting to see if that's going to come through. It's a show called
Soul. Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Are you able to tell us a little bit about it? Or what's the premise of it? Or?
Well, all I can say, man, I don't want to speak out of term. It's just five brothers,
no
seasoned R&B cats that have been in the business, that have been successful, that know what's going on, and they're just, you know, kind of coming behind the scenes, showing how they're living. You know, the stuff that people wonder about, you know. I've had people come to me and say, are you still singing? I'm like, I don't know anything else to do. I've been doing this for 30 years, so I'm still doing my thing, you know.
It's like a reflex, you know.
Yeah, yeah. So, but, you know, we're hoping that, you know, that that will come forth. And I'm just trying to, you know, keep the music coming, man. That's all.
That's real. That's real. We got a caller on the line right now. Let me go to the phone line and see if the caller is definitely willing to get on and talk with us.
Okay.
Caller, you're on the line right now on the D-Hour Radio Network with Glenn Jones. What's your name? Where you calling from?
Hello?
Hi. How you doing? What's your name? Where you calling from? Hello?
I believe there.
Yeah. Okay.
Caller, how you doing?
Caller? No caller.
Okay, maybe she don't want to, maybe they don't want to say nothing right now.
It's okay.
Hey, people, it's all right. I know sometimes
good,
people
man.
Get,
don't be
people,
shy,
people,
don't be shy.
People get a little gun shy. It's okay. I know Glenn, I know your music will do that for some people, Glenn.
Exactly.
You know, when we start talking about, you know, that right there could have been somebody calling to say, Glenn, thank you for allowing me to be born. And she probably just didn't know
how
to say it. You know, they probably just didn't know how to say it.
That's right.
Wow.
But Glenn, I definitely want to say, like I said, man, it's truly a blessing. You know, I'm glad we got an opportunity to talk with you and get a chance to definitely break bread with you and get it in with you tonight.
Thank you.
I want to say this you know, from the bottom of my heart, man. You know, as far as the D-Hour Radio Network and we all are concerned, man, you're no longer a guest, man. You're a family member now on the D-Hour Radio Network, man, and we will continue to keep supporting you and everything that you do, man. It's a blessing to have you a part of us now, and we're going to keep on, you know, pushing out your music and telling everybody about you and telling everybody to definitely check out your new music and just keep pushing that Glenn Jones-ism and letting everybody know he's back on the scene strong and he's got some great music, and definitely make sure you check him out. Miss Fabulous, you got any closing comments for Glenn?
I do, says Miss Fabulous. I do. Glenn Jones, I definitely want to say I've enjoyed our time together. You know, definitely thank you for taking out time to be a part of the D-Hour Show Radio Network. We applaud you. We salute you as an artist and as ever so lasting, evolving artist. Definitely for your contributions to the industry. Very sound, beautiful sounding wife and niece. I love their tune. And if one is interested in submitting, let me just say this. Are you taking any submissions at this time? Because you stated something about a record label. Are you looking for songwriters to contribute artists?
Well,
and how would they go about submitting?
Well, I mean, I have. You can go to GlennJonesMusic.com. You can hit me up on Twitter, Real Glenn Jones, and also you can hit me up on Facebook. So you know, like, I'm just in the beginning stages of that, you know. But if somebody has some, you know, some really great music that they think that, you know, we might be able to use, they can send it to either one of those places.
Okay, and are you open to stage plays or any other booking engagements, maybe small concerts, motivational speaking? Would that be the same module if contact?
I'm open to all of that. I've done a little bit of all of that. I have a long history in stage plays. I've been doing them since back in the 80s, so I'm familiar with that. So, whatever speaks to me, then you know, that's what I go with. So, you know, there you have it.
Definitely. And to
no
our
doubt.
Listening audience out there, I definitely just want to say that Glenn Jones is definitely a true testament to our industry. And, again, I just wanted to say thank you immensely from us to you and your family. Just keep putting out good music, and we're going to keep entertaining because you're entertaining us. So thank you.
Well, thank you
no
so
doubt.
Much. And thank you for having me. And
no
all of the great things you said to me, you know, I love that, you know, give me my flowers while I live, as they say.
That's
you know,
real.
I really appreciate it.
Definitely.
So,
definitely.
Hey, man, you sound family. We
And y'all want to holler, just holler, you know?
That's it.
I'm good.
That's it.
All right, bro.
Meet you, D, you got any closing comments for Glenn?
Nah, I just want to say thanks for being on the show. I love, you know, like they said, we love your music. And just keep sending us stuff in and keep giving the world what you give, you know, what you got to give them.
I will, bro. Thank you so much.
No doubt. Yeah. And Glenn, if anybody want to, you know, definitely check you out socially, you know, in social networks or online, wherever they'd be able to find you at.
Yeah, like I said, they can find me at my website, glennjonesmusic.com. They can find me on Twitter at Real Glenn Jones. They can find me on Facebook, Glenn Jones. So, you know, there it is.
Definitely, definitely. And Glenn, I know you're probably definitely still open to, like as you always been, probably still open to helping couples who's lost that fire get that fire back.
Well, you know, man. I mean, I've done a lot of weddings. I've done like marriage retreats for churches and all
that
stuff. You know, I've done all of that, man. So, hey, y'all know what I do, bro. You know?
No doubt. No doubt.
Yeah.
Well, Glenn, again, bro, it was a blessing. Thank you so much for joining us tonight, man. And we're going to keep on playing your new music. And when you keep dropping new hits, man, definitely tell your people to send it our way, man, so we can get it in rotation and let everybody check it out.
No doubt, man. God bless.
All right, bro. God bless you. You have a blessed night tonight.
All right. Peace.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was the one and only, the legendary Glenn Jones, hanging out with us tonight. Another incredible interview on the D-Hour Radio Network, as always, getting it in, doing what we do. Mitri D, what's going on, brother? How you feeling, brother?
I'm good. How's everybody doing?
Good.
Thank you. We good.
I got a question. We're going to play some hits. I got a question for my peeps. I got a question for Mitri and Miss Fabulous. The question was, here we go, and 50 Cent made a comment, but the question is, did Floyd Mayweather duck fighting Manny Pacquiao? Oh, that's the question. Oh, when we come back, we're definitely going to get it in with our response to my people's response to that, as well as the Fabulous news is going down right here on the DR Radio Network. We got some hits for you guys when we come back. It's popping. It's High Five. She's playing hard to get. Let's go.
Kisses.
She passes by. Push focus with a view of the ocean. Let's post some emotions. If you understand the the world. Let me tell you, girl, we gotta do it all over.
It's a perfect party, yeah, you already know, man, B-Hour Show in the building, D-Slay, Miss Favors, Meet You D, we in the building. That was Naughty by Nature featuring Joe with Perfect Party from the new album Anthem Inc., getting it in like that. You already know how we do it. Back again, people's back again. Now, I posed a question from a little thing that I had came across. Of whether or not Floyd Mayweather had ducked fighting Manny Pacquiao. 50 Cent made his ESPN First Take debut recently and spoke with Skip Bayless about his relationship with Floyd Mayweather. It was very interesting to hear 50 admit that he thinks Floyd did, in fact, duck fighting Manny Pacquiao, as 50 Cent said that Floyd just let $100 million slip away. Do you think he ducked him? Mitri D, what you think, bro?
Yeah, I don't think she was ready for him, man. Real talk, I don't think she was ready for him.
So you don't think Floyd was ready? You think 50 was right? You think he ducked him?
Yeah, man, I'm with 50. Y'all, I don't think he was ready. You know, he's been taking. You know, he's been like not really doing his thing. Like he ain't got that hunger like he used to have. You know what I mean? I think he was.
Wow.
I don't think he was ready to get his hands up like that.
Wow. All right now, Miss Fabulous, what you think?
I think Mama say knock you out. Manny's going to knock you out. All right?
Mm-hmm.
So instead of 50 cents by the end of the ninth bout or round, somebody would probably be referred to as 25 cents or two quarters. I don't think Manny's the one. I don't think so. I don't know a lot, but I know boxing. Yes, let's get them golden gloves going. Medium, whatever weight that you want to weigh, whatever weight class that you want to classify, that would have not been a good fit. That would have been a catastrophe all day long.
Wow. You know,
yeah.
I can easily be like, yeah, I think that he was ducking him. I really don't know. I mean, because the thing about it is everybody wanted to see the fight. Okay, everybody,
mm-hmm.
it would have been huge. It would have been huge, and I think that, I would agree with 50. I do think that Floyd let a lot of money slip through his fingers by not going through with the fight. But I do think he let a lot of money slip through his fingers because, I mean, I'm talking everybody wanted to see this fight. Everybody wanted, and people were anticipating it. People wanted it bad. So I think I do agree with him. In the aspect of, I think Floyd did let a lot of money slip through his fingers by not going through with the fight. I will agree to that. I think that he definitely let a lot of money slip through his fingers. But right now, speaking of, you know, because that was some interesting news. But speaking of news, ladies and gentlemen, I got to give it to Miss Fabulous because right now it's time for the Fab Fabulous News. Miss Fabulous, what do you have for us this time?
All the single ladies, throw your hands up. Hey, Beyonce, or should I say Mrs. Carter, is going to be coming to a town near you. The towns are going to be very, very limited because she is selective as into what demographics that she is going to perform in. But let me say this. I did hear this on the news. Ladies, gentlemen, if you are pistol, gun, whatever, ammunition-toting persons, okay, you can trade in your guns for some Beyonce tickets. That is right. I had to read the article more than once because I thought that my eyes were deceiving me. You get it, Beyonce? Don't worry about it. That's right.
Deceiving
you,
huh?
Just ask somebody to help you out.
Right, BCDE. So more information will probably be made available on your local Google site. Go ahead and Google to get more information regarding that. Interesting news about the Olsen twins. They have this purse, and if you don't know who the Olsen twins are, remember the television show that used to come on Full House? Yes, absolutely. Mary Kate and Ashley Olsen drug-covered $55,000 handbag. See it now. And the article comes from www.eonline.com, and it states, craving some designer collaborative goods this holiday season, and meaning preparing for the Easter holiday that is soon forthcoming next month in March, the end of March. Be prepared to shell out some serious dough. And we don't mean bread, folks. We mean some real dough, some moolah, some dinero, some green stuff. $55,000 to be exact. That's right. Mary Kate and Ashley Olsen family, or should I say fashion line, would consist of a bag. Get this. That is featured with real prescription drugs on the bag.
Are you serious?
I have no further comments regarding that. Yeah.
Wow.
The purse is, yeah, they're averaging around $39,000. And right now, they're completely sold out. Yeah, moving right along. Janet Jackson, already married. I covered this on a previous show. But definitely, you know, I'm the biggest Michael Jackson fan, hands down, because I am totally bad. I am that PYT. I am human nature. I am she, Billie Jean, all of that. So, you know, Janet Jackson, my sister-in-law, right. Okay, well, we're going to keep it moving. Singer Janet Jackson said that she is already married to billionaire the businessman, boyfriend. She married him last year. Jackson, 46, looking good, of course. The younger sister of the late Michael Jackson was engaged to billionaire Wassim Al-Manna, who is 37, last year, but kept the news under wrap. And right now, she is stating that rumors regarding the extravagant wedding is not necessarily true. They stated that they were married in a quiet, private, beautiful ceremony, and that statement was given to Entertainment Tonight. So pictures and Twitters and all the social media sites are buzzing about stating that she's most recently married. But ladies and gentlemen, that information is not true. So congratulations, Janet Jackson. You deserve nothing but the best. I'm going to give a couple of birthdays today. Actress Tasha Smith, her birthday. I don't know her age, but she is a diva. Who cares how old she is? She is just
happy
fabulous.
Birthday.
Yes, no pun intended. And did you know that Tasha Smith is a twin? Can you say double trouble? Off the chain. And then on today, yes, we have, you know, a couple of people that's not necessarily recognizable, but tomorrow, you know, if there would have been a leap year, it would have been February 29th. So some people who are born on February 29th, they can celebrate their birthday either today or tomorrow being March 1st. So who is technically born on February 29th? We're going to say Ja Rule. Hey. Yes. And also, speaking of Ja Rule, in the news, Ja Rule was released from prison, and he faces more jail time in another case, a test case, really. Rapper Ja Rule was released from a New York State prison last Thursday after serving 20 months for criminal possession of a weapon, only to wind up directly in federal custody for tax evasion. And I guess they were like, happy birthday to you. The rapper was popped in 2007 in New York City after police found a .40 caliber semi-automatic handgun in his car following a routine traffic stop. I hope all of this stuff gets behind you, Ja Rule, because I'm definitely a fan. So I want to say happy birthday in lieu of all that you got going on. Happy birthday. Yes, and speaking of which, tomorrow, March 1st, we have the very, very gifted, talented young Justin Bieber. His birthday is tomorrow, so I think Justin Bieber is going to be, what, 19 maybe?
something around that area. And the Happy Days star, Ron Howard, who is a big-time director-producer. So happy birthday to those guys, and I hope all is well. And my last but not least, by being fabulous, we're going to be closing out the last day of Black History Month. Right. See, Black History is 365. It is a commercialism observation. And look at the word observation. Right. So contingent upon who you are or what you do in life, remember, you can't know where you're going until you know where you've been. So remember to celebrate Black History Month 365.
Every day.
And also, yes, also, starting tomorrow, the month of March, is National Women's Month. So celebrate your sisters, your wives, your mothers, and so on and so forth, because you know what? One man came out of man. So definitely, we're to be celebrated. So thank you. This is the Fabulous News. Continue to join us on Celebrity Thursdays. Now back to you, D. Slate.
Oh, Fabulous News. Thank you, Miss Fabulous, for that. And man, and fellas, I want to say, starting next month, just because it's National Women's Month, that don't take that the wrong way, fellas. It's Women's Month. Oh, it's going down. Yeah, baby. No. Okay. Respect the ladies. Okay. Take them out. Treat them like queens. That don't mean because it's Women's Month for you to get all the women you want. That's not what it means, fellas. Okay. It's not what it means. All right.
Not
in your mind, I know you want it to mean that, but that's not what it means. Okay.
Forget about it.
That's not what it means. So let's not go that route, because I don't want to see a lot of brothers getting their faces smacked, you know what I'm saying, because of that. But I want to say this as well. Today is the last, unfortunately, 28 days. Damn a 28. We better be getting 33 days for February next time. But today is the last day of official Black History Month, because, you know, like Ms. Fab said, we celebrated 365. But today is the official, you know, last day of Black History Month. So all my African Americans, my brothers and sisters out there, right now, go into your refrigerator. If you don't have none, then make you some real quick. Go into your refrigerator, okay? Take out that pickle jar, okay? That's got the pickles in it. So you probably got three or four of them in there. Dump the pickles out. Clean the jar out real quick, okay? Clean it out good, all right? Pour you some red Kool-Aid in there, throw some ice cubes in there, and make you a fried bologna sandwich, okay? Okay, make you a fried bologna sandwich. Sit down on your TV and watch some Good Times and say, I'm Black and I'm proud. You better celebrate. Celebrate.
Stand up. Well, you know what? Tomorrow, D. Slate and Maitre D., you know what's going to happen. All of our un-black, or should I say uncolored, or should I say un-African-American or Negroid friends and constituents, they're going to treat us mean, because at 11:59, they will no longer be obligated to say, hi, may I help you? Let's be kind to one another, okay?
There it is. And if what I just told you was too retro for you, if you want to go old school, call your grandma up, tell her to make you a big pot of chitlins, and there you go, bam.
Oh,
there you go, yeah.
Right.
Now, I want to know if my people, we're gonna get back into some history real quick, and when we come back, I a couple of things I definitely want to bring up, but. Have you guys, Mitri and Ms. Fabulous, have you guys got a chance to taste the new flavor of Lay's potato chips, chicken and waffles, sriracha, and cheesy garlic bread?
No, for me, I would say no, but I'm anti chicken and waffles, because I don't want to be stereotyped as being a brown person, because I'm not black, I'm brown. Okay, eating that type of stuff, so, no on that answer for me. That's a no.
Ooh, Ms. Fabulous, you said something. You almost took me back to my Yo MTV rap days when you said that.
Right.
I mean, my KRS-One-ism just came. I'm not black, I'm brown from the boogie down. Man, y'all better understand, man. It's the last day of Black History Month. I'm going to throw it all out there.
Right.
Me,
and no watermelon.
Michi, have you gotten a chance to taste any of those new chips?
I didn't get a chance to taste none of them yet, man. I saw that they had them out. I was talking
about
trying.
It's crazy, though. I mean, because I know my daughter tried the chicken and waffle chips, and she said you could taste, it's like you could taste the hint of chicken, but you can also taste the sweetness hint of, like, syrup or something. I really don't, I don't know how well that's going to go over. I don't know about that. But it's supposedly out of the three brands, it's supposedly the most popular one.
I'm sure.
Yeah, I don't know about that. Just give me some real chicken and waffles. I don't need no chicken and waffle flavored chips. And I got a bone to pick with Lay's, because I threw some flavors out there, and I don't understand why none of my bags of chips got picked. You know, chitlin and hot sauce flavor. I mean, really, chitlin and hot sauce flavor. Fried bologna flavor. You know, sugar sandwich flavor, you know, mayonnaise sandwich flavor. Why did none of those get picked, Lay's? Somebody talk to me. Huh? Somebody holler at your boy.
Neck bones,
you know,
and great
hog,
more than beans.
Hog head cheese flavor. What happened with that one, huh? I know
cereal,
my people down south.
Flavor.
I know my people down south know what I'm talking about. No, they know what I'm talking about. But it's all right, though. It's all right, Lay's. It's all right. But if those three don't work, talk to your boy, D-Slade. I got some more incredible flavors for you, for your new Lay's potato chips. Oh, yeah, I got plenty of them.
Wow.
But in the meantime, we're going to kick off some more hits for you guys when we come back. We're going to get it in again on the DL Radio Network, Celebrity Thursday, D-Slade, Miss Fabulous, and Mitri D. Right now, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to give you guys another DL World Premiere. We're going to kick off the beautiful Miss Tweet. She has a new single. She's getting ready to drop the new album. She has a new single right now called Enough. The D-Hour Radio World Premiere of Tweet's new single, Enough, right here on the D-Hour Show. Let's go.
Snitches.
I ain't gonna cry over you. show you right, baby. It's time for D Slate's Old School Double Play. Old School Double Play. Hey, man, how far are we going back? Way back, brother. Way back.
have an event you're planning and need a keynote speaker? Then the Speakers Bureau Institute is the agency for you. Actress Tasha Smith partners with RKD Music and Talent Management to bring an array of celebrity speakers, artists, and athletes for your event. Book names like Kim Coles, Tasha Smith, Tisha Campbell-Martin, Vanessa Bell Calloway, LaToya Luckett, Lisa Leslie, Flex Alexander, Leela James, Cheryl Lee Ralph, and more. Whether it's a conference, workshop, seminar, or college event, SBI has provided a phenomenal lineup of speakers that will cater to your event. For more information on booking a speaker for your next event, call 818-571-0998 or visit rkdmusic.com. SBI is a subsidiary of RKD Music and Talent Management, located in Beverly Hills, California.
Yeah, yeah, welcome back, The Hour Show, The Hour Radio Network, Celebrity Thursday. D-Slate, Miss Fabulous, Dimitri D, in the building, getting it in for the fit-ins, playing the hits, the Overredenbacher Radio. We keep it popping all the time. All you got to do is bring the butter. Let's get it going. That was my old-school double play, the incomparable, the legendary Miss Shirley Murdoch with her hit, As We Lay. And I gave you a little stylistics with You Are Everything in the old-school double play. Keep tuning into the DL Radio Network every Sunday through Thursday and Saturday. You never know who's going to be on. You never know what we're going to be talking about. You never know how it goes down. All you got to do is keep listening, keep listening, keep listening. If you are a hip-hop artist, R&B artist, poet, actor, actresses, you want to be on the DL Radio Network. You want us to interview you. You want us to play your music. You just want to get it in with us on the DL Radio Network. All you have to do is email us at thehourshow@gmail.com. That's thehourshow@gmail.com, thehourshow@gmail.com. Definitely make sure you guys hit us up. And if you ever want to call in, talk to us, ask questions, comments, tell us what you're doing, tell us what's going on, 718-766-4553 is the number. 718-766-4553. Definitely give us a jingle and we will jingle back and it will be jingle all the way. I want to ask my peeps this. You know, I know I just read an article about, Bobby Brown getting sentenced to 55 days in jail for DUI. And then I say, Plaxico Burress, Michael Vick, Wesley Snipes, Lauryn Hill, so many different artists going through tax evasion and DUIs and all types of legal issues and trouble and different things like that. I want to ask my peeps, as a star, as a celebrity, what do you guys think? How much responsibility as a role model, because when you become a serious star, a serious icon, and a huge star, whether you want to be a role model or not, you are, because there's a lot of fans who, and young fans who look up to you. There's a lot of up-and-coming artists who look up to you and want to be like you. So you're a role model whether you want to be or not, but as an artist and a huge artist, what is the responsibility to stay positive and stay out of the negative limelight and stay in a part of the positive limelight? I mean, how big is the responsibility to be that type of artist? Ms. Fabulous, what do you think?
Well, let me begin by saying this. You mentioned a lot of VA's own. Two Up, Two Down, Virginia is the place for superstars to be born. It's a place for athletes to be able to show their athleticism. Plexiglo Burris, you know, his sister and I are Eastern Stars together, you know, Chris Brown, you know, friends, family, Michael Vick, you know, done some things with, you know, his constituents, and the other one that you negated to mention who, you know, we've had contact was Allen Iverson, Bubba Chuck. So with that being said, and the list goes on and on and on, basically understand this, as a developing artist, independent artist, established industry, national, what have you, athlete or whatever, the cameras never go off. If you're on the field and once the big lights go off and the scores are posted and now they're a round table and they're talking about the game, yeah, you still have to stay on yours, meaning the game, because people are always watching. You point one finger, three are going to be pointing back at you. So we have to be cognizant to understand that these are real people. They bleed just like we bleed. Their heart is just like ours, matter if it's made of stone or beating flesh. So, you know, people are subjected to making mistakes because I think the group said it best, we're only human. So with these things being in mind, sometimes we put these nationals and these superstars and megastars on such a high-studded pedestal. The minute they decide to take one foot off, you know, Mitri and, you know, D-Slate and the rest of our listening audience, sometimes our walls are devastated. Okay, and I'm gonna leave you with this. I mean, the game of chess, I love it. It is a game of, you know, strategy and prestige and so forth. And it teaches up a life lesson, meaning this: all of the parts of the chess board, you know, signify rank and so on and so forth, right? When you take them and you're playing the game, meaning the same with actors and actors and so forth. But when you put these pieces back into the box, what do you have?
There you go.
What do you have? The same pieces. So it doesn't make a difference. At the end of the day, people are people, and they're going to be subjected to mistakes. When you put the pieces back in, it doesn't matter. They're all the same, okay? Rank doesn't matter, whatever. But I'm hoping that, you know, there's some change and there's some willingness to want to change because children, they see and they know all, and they need guidance, and I hope that these are not the role models that people are accepting or expecting for them to be. I think we need to dig deeper and just allow people the opportunity to have a second chance.
No doubt. That's real. Appreciate that. That's a strong and intellectual comment and intelligent comment to
well,
that.
Thank you.
Definitely to that situation. And again, as a mainstream artist, as a role model, I mean, what is the responsibility? You know, how strong is the responsibility, and what is the responsibility to stay positive and stay out of the negative limelight? Like, Mitri, what you think, Ross?
Wow, it's kind of hard. You know, like I said, with everything is society, man. You know, you do one thing wrong, you're a superstar, you do one thing wrong, and everybody pointing their finger at you. But, you know, you take an everyday person like, you know, me, I do something wrong, it's forgotten about what, 15 minutes after I did it. You know, if I get caught, hey, you remember when that dude got caught? Or what dude? But, you know, when you talk about a superstar, it's, you know, they're always in the limelight. No matter what they do, it's always different. Whatever they do is wrong, or whatever they do is right. You know, you decide to take it, you know, take a look at it in. But, you know, the way our kids and everything is growing up nowadays, they're clinging to that. But then I know they're clinging to the wrong thing in life. They need to be clinging to their parents, you know. That way the superstars should think about when they were growing up, like, man, if I did this when I was younger, you know, my moms would have had my tail. And that's what a lot of people are missing right now, you know.
That's real. You know, it's. I think a lot of times, you know, and again, I mean, you know, tax evasion, DUI. You know, I don't know. I won't pretend to know. You know, the pressure of, you know, because I don't feel like, you know, being a part of the DIY Radio Network and talking to incredible celebrities and actors and actresses and incredible artists coming up, and I don't feel pressure to speaking with them and chatting with them and rubbing elbows with them. I don't feel pressured to do that because I feel like I'm going to be me, you know, and I'm going to be as natural as I possibly can, and try to make them feel comfortable and just let my personality shine, and hopefully they'll like that. But I don't feel any pressure to you know, doing what I do and interacting with the people that we interact with. I don't feel a pressure to try to give you guys great radio and try to give you guys the type of radio that you want to hear, and being a radio personality, I don't feel pressure like that. And anything else, you know, when you're a partner, you have a business, and you want to create a successful business or be a successful individual. But I can't pretend to know the pressure of being a superstar singer and actress and athlete and different things like that. But you have to know that's the life that you chose. That's the life that you wanted to be a part of. That's the life you wanted to be in. Okay, yeah, you always hear the comment, well, you know, I'm just a regular person, you know, who has a talent. And again, yeah, that is what it is, but let's not fake the funk, and let's not pretend like let's not put blinders on to the real picture. The real picture is you are a superstar. You wanted to be a superstar. You wanted to be in the limelight. That's what you wanted. As an up-and-coming entertainer, you wanted to be super. You wanted to be above the rest. You wanted to be in the limelight. And you knew all of that going into that into that lifestyle. You knew everything that came with it. You knew the paparazzi, the media. You knew about all of that. So my thing is, even though you're that particular person and you're that star, you can't evade laws. You can't think that you're above the law. You can't think that that you can get away with doing anything, because even to this day, I still don't understand the fascination of driving drunk. That I don't understand. As well as not paying millions and millions of dollars and hundreds and thousands of dollars in taxes and different things like that. I mean, come on now. Mm-hmm. Everybody should know. Any adult should know. The IRS ain't gonna let you get away with paying $100,000 or more dollars in taxes, or $1 million in taxes. First, no, they're not gonna let you get away with that. So how you thought you were gonna get away with that is beyond me. But you know, my thing is, you need to operate, as normal as you possibly can. Meaning, pay your taxes. Don't be driving drunk. Don't be causing negative scenes, when you're out in the public eye. I mean, yeah, there's some ignorant individuals out there and people that are going to try to test you and people that are going to love you and people are going to hate on you. That's not only a lifestyle for an average person, but if you're a megastar, those are the type of things that your average person go through. You know, as an average person working and going to school and doing whatever, people are going to love you, people are going to hate you. You just have to, as your own person, you have to decide how you're going to handle that. You have to decide how you're going to be able to deal with that. Now, are you going to deal with it negatively, or are you going to deal with it positively? Ain't nobody telling you to be a punk. Ain't nobody telling you to be handpicked and just let anybody treat you like anything and treat you like you're nothing. Nobody's telling you to do that. But again, if you're gonna be in the limelight, if you're gonna be a superstar, you have to present yourself accordingly. Okay, if you gotta have a king attitude, if you gotta have a superstar diva attitude, or whatever the case may be, you do what you gotta do. You know, again and again, you also need to think too. If you're treating those lowly groupies and fans, like nothing, like dirt and nothing, then you gotta realize too that those are the same individuals that got you where you are. Your fans can make you and they can break you. So I think that, and individual and I mean independent and up and coming artists, that's a really big thing to think about. You guys want to be superstars. You want to be in the limelight. You want to be a great entertainer. So make sure you're paying close attention to the lifestyle of others in the business. Pay close attention to that because that's where you want to be. So don't get there and say, you know, you can't be taking pictures of me, or you can't be, you know, man, I'm trying to eat. Why are you asking me for an autograph? Okay, because that's the lifestyle you asked for. That's the lifestyle you asked for because before you became big time, nobody was coming up to you asking you for an autograph, okay? Nobody was bothering you. But you know what? When you saw your favorite icon on TV and in concert and people were screaming their name and chanting their name and enjoying their music, you kept telling yourself, that's where I want to be. When you was watching your favorite star on TV hit the game-winning shot and get the game-winning touchdown and everybody's cheering and going crazy over them, you kept telling yourself, that's the cat I want to be. That's the person I want to be. So then when you decided to go down that path and be that person, okay, in the process of that path, while you're going down that path, think real carefully, tread real lightly, and think real carefully about the lifestyle that you chose to be in, the lifestyle that you want, because all of those negative things and positive things come with that lifestyle. And if that's what you want to do, you need to think about it very carefully, very carefully. You know, and I just want to put it out there because, you know, you always see, you've been seeing so many people getting in trouble, and I'm just like, you know, and the excuse is, well, you know, I'm human, and I'm okay. Yes, you are, but you know what? You're not living normal human standards, okay? You know, you're living extraordinary standards, you know, in the public eye, in the limelight, you know, you're a star. So, no, you're not living like your average everyday Joe. You don't have your average everyday Joe lifestyle. So, yeah, you know, you can say I'm human, but you know what? You're a little bit beyond the norm. You know, so, and that's the thing that you got to think about. That's the thing that you got to think about. You know, I want a lot of my favorite celebrities to stay out of trouble. Stay out of trouble. Stay positive. You know, that's what's going to help get you longevity. That's what's going to help, keep you in the business for a long time because, you know, that's truly where you want to be. You know, you want to be able to say I've been doing this for a long time. Mm-hmm. You want to be able to say I've been successful for a long time. You know, everybody can't be controversial. A controversial entertainer doesn't work for everybody. Yeah, it worked for Eminem. It worked for Prince. It worked for Michael Jackson. It worked for Madonna. You know, it worked for certain artists. Certain people with the personality to deal with that, with the personality to handle that. Controversy isn't for everybody, okay? So don't think, you know, I'm going to go the controversial route. That might not be for you. And you may not get the same outcome that some of these other cats got when they tried to go that route as well.
That's right.
You know, so something really important to think about. D-Slate goes in. So, you know, I mean, I just want to get it out there and just let some of these cats know that, you know, if you want to be in the business, think real hard of what that lifestyle entails. The Hour Show Radio Network. Celebrity Thursday, D Slate, Miss Fabulous, Meet Your D in the building. You know, we're in the wind down time. I wanna give a special shout out, special thanks to our brother Glenn Jones, the legendary Glenn Jones, for joining us tonight and hanging out with us. Definitely make sure you guys look him up on Twitter and Facebook as well. The new single Every Day is out. Just make sure you guys check that out. iTunes, you know, go to the YouTube, check it out as well. And or you could just come to the D Hour Radio Network and you can just request it. D Slate, can we listen to Glenn Jones' new single Every Day? Absolutely. You could definitely hear that. All you got to do is request it. Check us out at www.blogtalkradio.com/The Hour Show. And you can definitely request that. Check us out on Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, MySpace. You can get on there and request anything, you know, any of the hits you've heard us play or any of the artists, previous artists we've had on the show. If you want to request some of their music, by all means, hit us up. You know, dhourshow@gmail.com, you know, any of the outlets, you can hit us up and definitely get your requests in. Miss Fabulous, any closing comments for the night?
Absolutely. Just like to say that this was a wonderful show. Thoroughly enjoy each and every Thursday, Celebrity Thursdays. And I definitely want to say a huge, grandiose, salute to our special guest on tonight, singer, songwriter, producer, philanthropist, definitely Glenn Jones. Beautiful, beautiful spirit. I love his wife's voice and his niece's voice and just a family effort and, definitely going places and very much inspiring. So I learned a lot, gained a lot, and gained more so of a motivational thing. So we just want to invite you all that are listening to us, demographically within the states. Our radio show extends, well beyond our studios here. We're all over the world, I. So each and every Thursday, thank you for tuning in, and definitely come back and join us on Monday for the I Got Something to Say radio show.
There it is. Mitri D, closing comments for the night, bro.
Hope everyone enjoyed the show. Make sure y'all check us out on Saturday for Indie Saturdays. We're going to keep bringing all the independence music to you guys. Come check us out. The Hour Show, we always bring you the good stuff. You know what I mean?
There it is. The Hour Radio Network. D Slade, Miss Fabulous, Mitri D, we're signing off right now. We want to thank you guys so much for hanging out with us and joining us. Make sure you tune in every Sunday through Thursday and Saturday. You never know how it's going to go down. Thank you so much, Mr. Glenn Jones. Thank you, D-Team, the listeners and supporters of the DR Radio Network. It's the official last day of Black History Month. Get out there and drink some red Kool-Aid. Put the fried chicken down and pick up some baked chicken, because high cholesterol and high blood pressure is a mother. We don't need that right now. We need to be healthy, strong, and screaming, "I'm Black and I'm proud." D Slade, Miss Fabulous, Mitri D. We'll see you guys next time. Have a beautiful night.
Salute.
One.
Tell me who the hottest in town. Reaching your location, even places not around. Travel through your airways, stimulate your intellect, and you ain't even know. It's broadcasted from the internet, giving you what you want, showing love to the hood, even to the burbs, so yeah, it's all good. No, they ain't like other stations, following the trend. 10 minutes later, the same song spins. It's the D-Hour Show, yeah, I said it so you know. Coming first in any challenge, on your mark, set, go. If you're ready, let's roll. Let's hop aboard the starship, the hottest station show. I love the underground artists. Yeah.